Famous tune called Take Five. Actually, it was the sax player, the alto sax player, Paul Desmond, who composed that tune. But it was the Dave Brubeck quartet, of which he was a part, that just catapulted this tune into global fame. This is Lead Stories. I'm Eutrice Lead, and today I am breaking with tradition because it's a matter of urgency. I received word on Friday, or technically early Saturday morning, that a very dear friend of mine had died suddenly. Still don't know the cause of death, but it appears that it had all the markings of cardiac problems, heart problems, and he might have suffered a fatal heart attack. And it brought to mind, even as I was preparing our program for today, that we're in a state of emergency, really, and we're not recognizing it, and it has to do with health. There was no reason, technically, for him to have died. He was only about 48 years old. And he seemed to be in good spirits and good health, but of course that is a very dicey thing. You think you're in good health because you're moving, you're laughing, you're having friends, you're doing your thing, you're working. But your insides are in a state of disarray. And it is a kind of disarray that can take you out without warning at any time. If I'm sounding like an alarmist, I don't mind. Because I want to impress on everyone, myself included, how important it is to get our health act together. We place an emphasis on all other kinds of things, you know, having fun, seeing new places, getting a better job, making more money, living the life we envision in our heads. But that has nothing to do with what is going on the inside. And then you deal with the additional stresses that we deal with, and sometimes part of the stress we experience is trying to avoid the stress, trying to cover up the stress, trying not to deal with the stress. which adds even greater stress to our stressful situation. And of course, I'm not a diagnostician, I'm not a medical authority, but I can tell you from my own experience, health, your health is really very important. The last thing I expected when I, to my mind, I was experiencing the symptoms of a flu. I went to a little cafe near me, and it was to hold our Sunday a girl call. My friends and I, we would have a group call and catch up on, you know, gossip and news and all that stuff. And I damn near passed out. And I was sweating like a beast. And the coffee shop was only a block away from my house. And I had to take a taxi to come home and ask him to watch me just climb one flight of stairs. I got in the bed. I said, this is really bad. I had had the Hong Kong flu before when it was going around, and it felt just the same almost, sweating. I mean, sweating to the point that I can wring a washcloth with my sweat. Got to the hospital, and boom, stage 4 cancer. There is no stage 5. So you have to understand that in the, my mother used to say this all the time, in the midst of life, we are in death. Okay, I get that. But it is something when it becomes real. And there's no avoiding the truth of it. And worse, there's nothing you can do but continue to hope and to work toward some improvement. But then, of course, it's very late. As you know, my only theory is, because so many of us had been sidelined by the World Trade Center bombings, our office was just a few blocks away, and we lived with the white stuff, this white powder that kept appearing after the bombing of the World Trade Center. And even though the buildings were ordered to exchange their air and clean all their vents and everything, we still for months experienced this white dust and that acrid smell. But it doesn't matter how it happened or where it came from. The fact is, at any moment in our lives, we are susceptible to attack. Our bodies are susceptible to causes and to issues that really didn't start with us, but just the same are with us. And then you find out that your body isn't resisting as you were hoping. It's not prepared. It's not prepared to get you over the hump. And you have to work so hard at that to get your body primed for massive assault. So today we are going to deal with this question. I'm asking you to be prepared, to start preparing yourself and preparing those you love to take on the ultimate fight which is an invasion of your body. Your body's all you have. You can't invent another body, but you can use what you have at your, you have it at your beck and call, really. There are people who can help you get yourself together. Doesn't mean that you will live forever. It doesn't mean that there's some miracle cure out there. But it does mean that to the extent that you are able, you should fortify yourself. And that is, in my view, and this is what I'm sharing with you today, it is a revolutionary act to engage in the fortification of your body. A revolutionary thing. We are dying from all kinds of causes that have been put in our path. And we are encouraged to follow that path right into our early graves. That's why we have a prevalence of diabetes and high blood pressure. You know the deal. I'm asking you, as a gift to yourself and to your family and to your loved ones, to begin the process of taking your life into the path it should be on, it should have been on for a long time. It's not beating you up because most of us have been there. But it is to say to you, stop everything you're doing right now. Just stop it. And put on the top of your list of things to do the overhauling of your body and your health. We don't need to lose any more people to the lifestyle we are encouraged to live, the foods we are encouraged to eat, the things we are encouraged to do that create stress, even more stress in our lives. And my friend, wonderful person, incredible husband and father, a righteous man, a beautiful human being, cut out from his circle of influence. And we needed him. We all did. We all needed him. He was that great of a person. We all needed him and his presence in our lives, and we've lost it. Please, I beg you to just take some time out and reconsider the options that you have and put them, begin to put them to use. It's never too late. And in the way things are going, we need every soldier that we can to be on the ramparts. We need everybody who can contribute to our aggregate progress and success. I'm going to share with you today, and this was so coincidental that it happened this way, because it gave me a greater sense of urgency to share the story with you and to plead with you. Don't let another year come in which you have not consciously prepared yourself to be better, to last longer in this life. It is, in fact, a revolutionary thing to do. Because the one thing our enemies are not expecting us to do is to part ways with their indoctrination, with their recommendations of what we should do. And when you study it, you see how little it does for us, how little it advances our cause, which is to be around as long as possible so that we can be useful as long as possible. I think I'll start with this program with people talking about what they did to overhaul themselves. It is a program that you've heard about before here, pioneered by Gary Null, who brings together quite a few leading experts in fields of health that have, as I think, their benchmark, because I've been through it. The most important ingredient here is that you have the power to do it. And if you do it, you will improve. You will improve in your health. Let's hear from a couple of people who've been through the program and what they experienced.
Hi, this is Damien, and I've just completed a week's retreat with Gary. The main reason I came here was to go through a change, and that's what I've done. I accomplished what I came out here to do. The effect out here is very positive, and it made the change that much easier to transition, and it was just so great. If you're not a vegan and you had any meal here, you would swear that it wasn't vegan. It was so nutritious. It just, everything was good. Every meal topped the previous one, and even the first meal was great. Just walking around on the grounds has such a calming effect on your whole body, mentally, physically, emotionally. It's the right place to be. Whatever time you get here is going to be the right time. I interviewed with Luann to come here because she interviews everyone. And she told me there was going to be work involved. That was correct. She told me the food was going to be great. That was correct. She told me the atmosphere was going to be very positive. That was great. What she didn't tell me was the incredible people that I was going to encounter when I came here. That was such a great surprise in such a good way. The people here were just incredible. It was a benefit and a bonus I didn't think I was going to get, but it was so great. What I'm going to take home with me is that I'm going to take the change that I started here and just continue it at home. And I know that will stay with me because it started here. The support that I had here will carry me when I get back home. And that's what I'm going to take with me. The change here started, and I'm just going to take it with me and complete it when I get back home.
My name is Carol. I'm on my first retreat, and I came because of a very serious health challenge that I am facing, and I am not the kind of person that gives up. I was very close, I think, to, I don't want to say giving up, but not really knowing a direction that I thought could help me. And I have found a tremendous amount of help right here. I came here not believing that I could walk a mile and a half, and now I know that I can walk much more than that. I know that I will get off this oxygen. In fact, I've been off of it for the last couple of days. I was unable to climb stairs at a reasonable pace, and now I can climb stairs normally and get there without getting short of breath. Let's see what else is different. Oh, Gary did some energy work on me the other day, and I discovered that I could not follow his meditative direction. I could not make the light go through me. However, in spite of that, the pain in my right side that I used to describe myself as being the old shoe that was given to the teething puppy, because I felt like I was just being chewed up and torn apart. There's no more biting. I still have pain, but that horrible pain is gone and has been since he did that work. And I will be eternally grateful for that. It makes me want to go on. And I made a list of things that I'm going to take with me to implement from this retreat. One, of course, is daily exercise. Number two is minimization of the psychobabble that comes from my TV. The dietary changes and adventures that I'm looking forward to with my gluten-free vegan diet. I will not hold my tongue as much as I have in the past. I'm not going to pick up other people's crosses, but I will offer more empathy to those who are in pain. And the last thing, but the most important thing, is that I'm going to treat myself as the goddess that I am. Thank you, and thank you, Gary.
Hi, my name is Bob. I live in New York State. When I came to Gary's retreat, I had cancer in my kidney. It was about 3 years ago. I never felt really well since then, and also felt a kind of trepidation and fear, a lack of purpose in life, a lack of direction. Spending 1 week here, the energy is just unmeasurably high. Everything, everyone, every experience has been absolutely positive. I no longer feel that I have anything in terms of cancer. My outlook on life has completely changed. I have incredibly more energy. I feel a great purpose and a great peacefulness and a great sense of direction in what I want to do now and in the future. And I don't feel burdened anymore, and I'm sure I will have no problem carrying through. It's been a week that has changed my life. It's been an absolute 180 degrees change in direction, and I am very grateful to Gary, to the staff, and to all the fellow participants in the retreat, because everyone was positive, everyone was great, and it's so refreshing to know that that kind of experience and that kind of spirit and that kind of energy exists.
Hello, I'm KB, and I cannot put into words.
I wanted to give you an idea of how people who have gone through this process, who started the process, have felt based on what they were able to do to crank up their systems themselves after or incorporating what they learned at this retreat. And I'm saying to you, you can't get a better value than that, being able to take greater command of your life and promoting your own good health. Now, you heard the name Luann mentioned, and she's with us. She's the person who coordinates this retreat, and she herself is a healthcare professional. She has worked with Gary for many years in putting this retreat together. And I wanted her to explain to you what happens at this retreat, what the retreat does, what tools it gives you. And it is not a one-off thing. It gets you started. You take it from there. Hello, Luann. How are you doing?
Hello, Utrecht. So wonderful to be on with you. We just love your show. We listen in every day. And
thank you.
In regards to the retreat, you've been there. You've been to one of Gary's retreats before. And one of the things that you have mentioned on your program and Gary has mentioned on his, that we are devolving into a society of entitlement and division. And we have forgotten that when we have freedom you know, when you define freedom, freedom comes with responsibility and mutual respect. And I think when you have entitlement, you lose that. You don't have that respect at all, and you don't have that responsibility. You just feel entitled to build your world around yourself. And unfortunately, so many of us have been entrained to live like that. Now, even though I grew up in an environment where I was taught responsibility and respect, when I got to my profession as a nurse, and I became a nurse administrator, it was a cutthroat, competitive environment. And it was patriarchal and very much divided, us versus them, the administration versus the staff. And that was promoted. What we do with the retreat is we help you to challenge your own energy. What you've been entrained to do versus what intuitively we know is the right thing to do, not because of our training, not because of our conditioning, but because of our sense of self and who we are and how we connect with our world. So we give you an opportunity. We create an environment for you. And it is positive energy. Our staff is world class. You can't get a better staff. I'm bragging, I know, but I've been working with these people. Our personal trainers, our massage therapists, our yoga instructors, our coordinators, our chefs. Oh my God, our world class gourmet chefs and the kitchen coordinator. These are just the most amazing people I've ever met, and they give from the heart. And I give from the heart. I do it because it's the right thing to do. Most all of us are volunteers because we love the experience of being around like-minded people and to support the work that Gary is doing to help people to be their absolute best. So we're giving you incredible high-energy foods that are delicious. We do all the juicing for you. We exercise, we train you, we help you to understand the importance of moving your body and what it does. And now, Utrice, you are our flagship here because you went from being very sedentary to bringing home a medal, I understand, in a race, doing race walking. Yeah. Now, who'd have thunk, right? But we help you understand how important it is to move your body and what it does to your whole physiology, how it oxygenates your brain so you think more clearly. When you have food that oxygenates your body and energizes your body and detoxifies your liver, we get insights about all of this, how important it is to ground your energy every day. No one really gets taught how to ground their energy every day. What the heck does that mean? So we teach you the importance of that. And when you ground your energy, you're in control of it so that you eliminate anxiety and worry and angst. And you're able to think more clearly. So it's easier for you to have insights about who you are and what you feel you're supposed to be doing in this world. So if you're someone who's kind of just getting tired of trying to fit in the world around you, or maybe someone who's pretty healthy, but they're wondering, how am I going to sustain myself in this chaotic environment that we're surrounded by? Or if you're saying, I'm ready to stand up for what's right, but I want to do it responsibly, and I want to do it the right way, what do I do? This is the retreat for you. This is a very private retreat that Gary is having. It's a smaller retreat. I've got 3 spots open. I had people sign up, and it turned out the person that was going to come was too ill to come to the retreat. So right now I have 3 spots open, and those spots will fill up quickly. So if people are interested, I interview everyone to make sure that it's the right event for you. So my number is 903-881-7008. That's 903-881-7008. Give me a call. I'll give you all the details with price and dates and travel and everything like that.
Luann, would you recommend this as a way, you know, people give New Year's gifts and they look forward to the new year? Would you recommend this as instead of, in lieu of, you know, yet another ugly sweater. Yet another. Would you recommend this as people seriously reconsider a gift to themselves?
Absolutely. And many people have done that. I have four people coming to this retreat who are giving it to themselves as a birthday gift, even though their birthday isn't until April or May.
Right. They'll be in good shape by then.
Good for you. Yeah. So, yes,
what would you say is what would you say is the most outstanding feature of the retreat?
It's the energy. It's the energy. It's all about. It's all about where you put your energy. And I've had people say the minute they get out of the van and they set foot on the property, something magical happens. Now I'm a real practical, hands-on type person. But understand that when you're placed in an environment of beauty, when there's peacocks walking around that fan their feathers in front of you, when there's beautiful animals surrounding you that are just full of love, the greenery, one of Gary's hobbies besides comparative religion, is that a hobby? I don't know. Anyway, one of his hobbies is landscape architecture. So he finds the beauty in plants and trees, and he arranges them so that you just want to stand there and just stare at it for a while, and you see the how amazing it is to have plants around you and fruit trees. And you just go over and you just pick an orange, boom, and, you know, peel and eat it. It's beautiful. The grounds are exquisite. That's all I can say.
And could you describe some of the components? What are the component parts that you think contribute to the unusualness, the uniqueness of the retreat?
Well, first of all, you've got Gary there day and night. We have classes on sprouting and sustainability. Sustainability meaning where is the best place to be when the chaos elevates? How do you maintain your nutrition? How do you stay safe from radiation, things like that. So we talk about that. We talk about organic, we have cooking classes. We talk about juicing. We have classes on sprouting, microgreens, fermenting. So there's little lectures all throughout the day. There's yoga classes, meditation classes. Everybody gets health counseling with me for a half hour. It's all included in the price. And Gary lectures every evening. He's there all day. He's working out with us every single day. So, and he's giving us his pointers on, we've had people like you who have never really exercised before, and he helps you to understand how your body moves. And before you know it, you're mastering your physical body. That's what we want you to do. See, when you have self-love, you treat, and you take really good care of you, you're going to be in a better position to harness healthier relationships. And again, it's all about respect and responsibility, not divisiveness, more about unity. And you pick and choose who are the best people in your life and keep the ones there that are supporting you. Once you have healthy relationships, then you're going to be able to get out there into the world and stand up for what's right. So we help you to nurture yourself, to take good care of you, to nurture healthy relationships so that you can be in a better position to go out there and make these fundamental positive changes in the world. It sounds lofty, but man, I've seen the most amazing things happen. So when people come and they're overweight, they understand the concept of self-discipline. They understand the concept of choices. When I have people come down with autoimmune illnesses, they have a deeper understanding and insights as to what creates autoimmune illnesses. I have people that are just in competitive sports and they want to develop a better edge by cleaning out their bodies, and we can help you with that too. I have people that just want to kind of slow down their aging process already, and we help you with that too. So you don't have to have a condition to come down. I have couples coming down. I have mother daughters. I have father sons. I have brothers. I have all, and the age range is from 18 to 110. So we have a huge age range down there. So it's
now,
not
this
about
is
age.
Not, this, you're not purporting or you're not selling the idea of replacing whatever medical treatments people currently are undergoing, but to offer a companion, and in some cases it will replace some of the things that you're doing, but it is not seeking to, you know, fire your doctor.
No. You know, integrative medicine means we use what works. If something is not working for you, why keep doing it if it's not working to heal you? So what, we're not a medical facility at all. All we are is a gathering of people sharing insights about maximum health, happiness, keeping your self-esteem and self-worth very high. That's what we're aiming for, so that when people feel better about themselves, they make better decisions every single day in every facet of their life, from who they hang around with to what they eat to are they moving their body or not to managing their physical environment. It's all that. So, no, we're not a medical facility at all. But do people heal chronic illnesses? They sure do, because they have new insight about it. So we don't substitute, we don't fire doctors. That's not what we do. You know, our medical profession is very good in the areas of diagnostic studies and emergency surgeries and emergency care. We happen to be phenomenal at that compared to the rest of the world. But when it comes to general medicine, where we have medical conditions, it's basically a crapshoot. We throw synthetic drugs. It's a pharmaceutical model. I was indoctrinated into it. I went to a 4-year school and got my baccalaureate degree, and that's all they drill into us. Same thing with the physicians. It's a synthetic pharmaceutical-based model. And so if you have a symptom, we have a synthetic drug, and every time we give you a synthetic drug, cha-ching, we get a little change in our pocket. And when we do chemotherapy, forget it. I can go on a yacht, for God's sake, for a week. So it's a business, and we get that. But we just give people insight to say, let's use what's working. If something is working, we stick with it, for goodness sake. Of course we do. And sometimes people have to stay on medications in order to keep themselves healthy. People with genetic disorders. I have a niece that was born with all 5 congenital heart illnesses. So she's got a permanent pacemaker. She's had several open heart surgeries. She's on cardiac meds. And she's living a healthy lifestyle to support herself. So what you said was spot on. We're giving you the information you need to support yourself no matter what it takes, so that you can be optimally healthy and as happy as you can be in this life, instead of just dwelling on what's wrong all the time. We help you focus on what's the best thing for you for now and in the future. So it's been an absolute privilege for me to work with Gary and to have the opportunity to see you at one of the retreats. That was just terrific. And for me to watch people transcend and get to their highest optimal functioning, it's such a joy as a nurse for over 42 years. You know, it's a joy, and I love doing it, and I look forward to meeting people who are ready to take their lives back and take their health back and get happy again.
Well, that's great, because it leads into reminding people of how this works. They call a number, you'll tell us what the number is again, and then you talk with them, you interview them. It's a pretty intimate process before you get to the retreat. So could you remind us of the basics?
Yes. So have them call me. I'm at 903-881-7008. Give me a call, and I'll be happy to have a conversation with you, and we'll see if this is right for you.
Thanks, Luann, for being with us today. Thank you, and good luck with everything that
Thank
you do.
Thank you, Utrecht.
I'm so happy to have met you, really. You've made such a deep impression on me.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you for that.
Thanks. Well, that gives you an idea. This is not something that is seeking to replace what is working for you, but to augment it, to amplify it. But mostly, I'm asking you, even if you've never been to a retreat or anything like that, I certainly didn't go to, I'd been to retreats when I was in college, but in my adult life, I haven't been to, I say just two. And they were okay, but not like this. I want us all, not just you, but me too, I want us all to understand how important it is to live, to survive, and to be on top of things. And it starts with us. You can't possibly say, well, I'm involved in this and I'm involved in that. When you look closely at yourself, what are you involved with regard to your family, your neighborhood, your friends? Could you possibly be the leader they're looking for to set the example and the pace for change, which starts with each of us? Your health is important. It is vitally important. And I want us to commit to putting it as a top priority. We look around and we see just chaos, absolute chaos. Nobody knows what really is working, what isn't working, but they're in charge. And life is more stressful now than I remember in recent decades. It's exceedingly stressful. And I don't want to scare people, but it is taking us out. Stress is taking us out. My friend died, and I'm convinced about it, that the stress level that he was living with just threw his entire system out of kilter. It was just too much stress. You're taking care of your family. You have responsibility for bills. You have to see to your children and their futures and whatnot. Money is tight, very tight. You live with the threat of losing your job every day. You don't have enough reserves in the bank. You're living as close to the edge as you ever have lived in a long time. You can't live this way every day and your body not respond to it, even if you don't know it. Your body is trying to cope with all of the excess matter that is within you. The day-to-day worries, the hardship, the uncertainty, and just how are you going to make ends meet? And trying to make it appear that everything is okay. For many people, the stress comes from just maintaining that role in society, that everything is okay. You give the impression to your husband or to your wife or to your children or to your loved ones that you're okay, but you're not. You are under incredible stress. And especially for African American men in particular, stress has taken out so many of my personal friends, the men in particular. All of that heart attack, heart problems, it's stress. And we don't know how to handle these things, really. We've never been taught how to handle these things. And inevitably, it leads to a hospital stay, sometimes a very long hospital stay. And it leads often to worse things than that. You become debilitated. You suffer from stroke. It happened to my brother. So I'm speaking from a very personal position to you today. To take this matter into your hands. It is of grave importance, pardon that pun, but it is of grave importance that people see you, those in your circle or sphere of influence, see you actively trying to change course. It is not preordained that this is how you should die, or this is what would lead to diseases and disorders that will cause you to die. My friend is gone. In his 40s. In his 40s. The discussion now is, you know, what is going to happen to his widow, his children. But that's not the conversation that needs to happen. The conversation should have begun a long time ago about setting your path right, so that these things, which are almost inevitable in some communities, it is inevitable that when you reach a certain age, we should expect that you have a stroke. Or you should have diabetes so out of control that there will be amputations. Or that you will have terrible problems with your eyesight. Or that you will just die. At the worst possible moment, you will die, leaving behind people who themselves haven't been oriented. So they have very little in the way of control over their lives without you. Because you're gone, suddenly you're gone. What to do? It's a very serious question. And we have to be brave enough to at least attempt to answer it. I don't want to see any more of my friends dying. I certainly myself don't want to die, but I have already been given my diagnosis. I didn't cause it. I did not cause cancer in myself. I went to work. Planes went into the World Trade Center. This white powder circulated all over the place. And next thing you know, I didn't feel anything. I didn't feel sick until that day. Perhaps if I had paid closer attention and taken preventive measures even after the event, even after the attack on the World Trade Center, I could have gone in for an overhaul. I could have gone in for a battery of tests. Other people at the station died. My good friend Marjorie Moore. I lost my very good friend. My excellent friend, Samori Marksman. I lost him. I lost Paul Williams. And many more might still be, you know, manifesting symptoms, but not thinking of checking them out. So please, please consider it. Please consider it. The number to call is 903-881-7008. 903-881-7008. I had mentioned Samori Marksman. And Samori died of a massive heart attack. A young man with a family. And a scholar. So we lost that dimension of him. A very, very faithful and loyal friend. A person concerned about community work, which is what he was involved in all of his life. Like his brother, you know, who died of a stroke. We can't allow these things to go unrecognized, that they're telling us we are in trouble. As a group, we are in trouble. It doesn't matter whether you're black, white, or polka dot. The times have changed so that our health is a daily component of the work we do. We do it for ourselves, of course, but we do it so that we lengthen the time that we can work and help create change. We give our families more time to spend with us and us to spend with them. We create value by living longer. So please take heed today. And I want you to be prepared for a new you. Yeah, you know, the last thing I expected was that Gary would sign me up for a walking race, and I walk away with a medal. I mean, on my own steam, that was to me hilarious. But it was also a breakthrough that your mind is conditioned, depending on whether you're born in an oppressed group or not. But that's where it starts. The conditioning of the mind to place limits on yourself that you don't naturally have. And one of the limits we place on ourselves is that we can't do anything about our condition. Yes, we can. My condition is pretty serious, and nobody typically would suspect I'm a stage 4 cancer patient. I don't act like it. I don't sound like it. I don't move in the world like it. So I don't have it in my head. I mean, in my head, it doesn't have me. In my head, yeah, we all have an expiration date. So I'm not thinking about that in the way that most people are encouraged to think about it, as, you know, a fear that you're living with daily fear. I'm living with daily inquisitiveness, with a wonder of what's next. And I'm going to ride this wagon until all the wheels fall off. That's my attitude. And that is important, because the minute you give in to what people say you will not be able to do, you will not be doing it. You won't be able to do it. You have accepted, psychologically, you have accepted defeat. The number again is 903-881-7008. Talk to Luann. Have a conversation with her and find out what's possible. I'm only urging you to see and explore what's possible and to do what you can to stay around as long as you can, because people are depending on you and you serve a very important role in this world of keeping others, you know, steady. My friend is gone, and I thank him for his role in my life of keeping me steady. And then I take turns keeping him steady. This is what is important today. Let us deal with that. Health is an act of revolution. And it's a revolutionary thing to see to your health. No shame at all. And instruct by example, you instruct others as well on the secret. You have to live long to frustrate this enemy. Thanks for listening today. Again, 903-881-7008. We'll play some more from people who offered their own testimonials until we leave. Bye-bye. ¶¶